The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Oh, yeah! It's bold Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
There and welcome to the Danny.
Yeah, Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna, Danny's wife. And today we're going to talk about all the cool things you could get up to this summer.
Yes, we're going to be talking about games, places to travel, TV shows, right? Movies.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about random stuff.
Yeah, all the things you can get into. And what inspired this episode is we're talking about our summer plans as, of course, new parents. We have to do the, you know, the baby world tour where we introduce Violet to all of her relatives and her friends and family across the United States to start. And also some of the games we want to play. And then we just started talking about more plans for the summer, like, you know, shows we want to watch and any movies that, you know, we'll obviously try to take turns watching the kids so the other one can go see. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, so I think we should start with travel because we're going to be traveling a lot.
Yeah.
You know, this year we've been traveling a lot with Violet. So I think first thing first for me, Ree, you know, I love the Caribbean. I think we should, you know, talk about, you know, Dominican Republic. I think Punta Cana, Puerto Plata, that's like in the north side of Dominican Republic. Beautiful, beautiful area where great food, beautiful water. The sand is just amazing. And I think people will have a great time there, man. You know, just trying to get out of the United States and go somewhere different, you know. But that's one thing I would love to do one day is maybe we could stay there for like a week, maybe a month, who knows, in Dominican Republic and just see how it is living there for like a month, you know. So I'm excited to do that one day, hopefully. So, but that's my choice, Dominican Republic. I know we both agree, but if you have any other things to talk about travel.
Yeah, I think this summer it'll be fun to do a couple of shorter trips. So I know I hope to have a girls' trip in there somewhere, maybe like San Diego, which is not far from us, you know, driving distance. We'll definitely be visiting Vegas again. We have friends who are getting married back in the East Coast later in the end of summer, fall. So there's a couple of things that are sort of already scheduled, but I want to add a couple day trips here and there. Like maybe we, you know, go out to Catalina Island or, you know, take baby to the zoo and little things like that. That would be fun for me because we have explored Los Angeles here and there. But I mean, if people remember our story, like we moved here during the pandemic. And even after that, you know, we were very busy and then we got married and now we have a kid. So there's still a lot of LA to explore. So I'm excited for, you know, maybe some staycations, some day trips, some long weekends in our future, since we have the flexibility of working whatever schedule works for us and our clients. I think, you know, that we should take advantage of that. Maybe, you know, work from a different city that's nearby for a couple of days.
Yeah, you know, for me, this year, I'm actually, we're traveling to Miami, actually, in a couple of weeks, summertime. And, you know, we've been trying to travel other places, you know, during the week of 4th of July. But, you know, flights are so expensive right now. And I think, you know, for us, Yeah, it's just too much, and I think Miami is great just to go a couple of days, and then from there, hopefully we'll go somewhere else. But I know in August, it's still considered summer. I'm planning to go to Vegas because there's a concert I'm going to be attending with a friend and stuff. So, Vegas, what do you think about Vegas, Reed? Because I know a lot of people love, like, you know, that life, you know, casino, drinking, partying, and all that stuff. Like, for me, I think if you do go to Vegas, in my opinion, I think it's good to go there for like a couple of days and just get out of there. You know, I don't know about like being there for like a week or 2 weeks, you know, so because I think you would do a lot in 3 days, you know, 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot you can do in a couple of days in Vegas. The question's always a little different for me because it's where my mom lives. So when people say, oh, go to Vegas, like for me, that's like, okay, go to mom's place. So it's a bit of a different vibe. I mean, I could stay there for much longer because, you know, it's just going to mom's house. So it depends on the type of trip, right? And like what you're doing. For instance, when we go for Dice, it's a very different trip than if we're going for like Thanksgiving. So it's very much context dependent. But I like Vegas for the city and not just the strip. I know a lot of people don't get the opportunity to see much of Vegas outside of the strip because that is, you know, their major tourist draw. But I really love the mountains out there. Like Red Rock is actually one of the nicest places I've been, and they have some beautiful spa services there. And it's actually just like a really peaceful, healing environment. And, you know, I also just love going there and hanging out with the family and going to somebody's pool or hanging out in the backyard. Like, that's a very different vibe than what people think of when they usually say Vegas. But the day clubs are cool, you know, doing the pool parties and, you know, walking around in your cute little outfits during the day and getting handed a card for VIP at the club at night. You know, I've had my moments at the bank and in Drace and all of the above. So that might be cool to revisit, but honestly I feel like a lot of what I know of the strip and the party scene in Vegas to be is a young person's game. Like I may have aged out of that at this point.
Yeah, you know, I know you briefly you mentioned about taking our daughter to the zoo. You know, one of the zoos that I would love to go, because I used to go to the one in New York a lot, the Bronx Zoo, but I've been hearing great things about San Diego Zoo. I would love to go there during the summer. I love San Diego. San Diego is a very beautiful city, great place to like to eat, great restaurants and everything. But I think going to San Diego Zoo during the summer, I think will be a great thing for us to do, especially between like July and August around there, you know. So what do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea. I also want to give a quick shout out to the beach. I know we just had a little beach day for Father's Day this past Sunday, and it's very accessible to us, you know, within driving distance since we live in Los Angeles. We can go to Malibu, we can go to Dockweiler, we can go to Marina and, you know, get to the sand and the surf pretty quickly. And it's a nice afternoon. It's a nice day. And there's actually one day way back when I was at G4 that I took my team, the brand team, shout out to you guys, miss you all. We worked from the beach for a day. Like we put on the hotspot and people took meetings and we did a team sync out there, from Malibu, shout out to Paradise Cove. But, I think the beach trips are definitely going to be heavy in the rotation for the summer for us because it's so easy to do and it's so nice. And
oh, yeah.
Want baby to see the water, the cold water that you're terrified of.
Yeah, I know there is an app and I totally forgot the name because I know, you know, there's probably people that have houses but doesn't have no backyard, no pool. I know there is apps similar to like Airbnb where you could also rent pools. So especially here in Los Angeles, you know, California, the water is a little bit cold. So you have the option to have like a heating pool. It might cost a little bit more, but yeah, the price range was like cheap. Like I seen stuff for like per hour from like all the way, maybe like from $50 to like maybe 200, depends on the amount of people that's going to go in there and the amount of time. If it's going to get like, if you want like a grill or like, you know, stuff that you actually do at a pool, you know? So that's something bad. If you don't want to go far and you don't have a pool, I think it would be good to for the people that are listening to get this app. And I need to find this app because I have it here somewhere on my phone. I'm not prepared. But
while you pull up that one, I can give another quick app recommendation. Sure. There's another one that I looked up for my own personal self-care usage for Mother's Day. And I'm looking it up right now on my phone here. It was an app that lets you go to different hotels that are local where you can get spa services or just access to their pool, or, you know, maybe even get a room for a couple of hours or like just the afternoon, basically between check-in and check-out. Or sorry, check out and check in order to, you know, sit in the room, take a shower, change your clothes, get some room service. And it's called Resort Pass. It's available everywhere. And, you know, it's a nice way to, you know, pay $100-$200 and spend the day at a resort and enjoy all the services that you would do for a trip. But if it's local to you, you just drive over and spend the afternoon there. And that one's a pretty cool app for a quick day trip.
I want people to know that we didn't get sponsored or anything like that. This is just something that we just want to...
Just making some recommendations.
Give people options, recommendations and things to do during the summer. Now, Swimply is called swimply.com, or you just look for Swimply, the app, which is available for iOS and Android. Yeah, I'm looking over here, Ree. Yo, I'm talking about like there's pools that people actually like renovated, like making it cool so they could rent to the public. And it's from like $45, $50. I've seen stuff like $35, $39. So it's like, it's very cheap. And these pools are pretty, pretty big. But if you're going to add, you start adding stuff in there, it's going to get a little bit, you know, more expensive, you know, for the upgrade and stuff. But highly recommend it. So check out swimply.com or Swimply the app.
One more app recommendation while we're on the subject for, again, parents or people who are thinking of doing trips. One app that we have used before and we're very big fans of is Turo, T-U-R-O. This is a recommendation that came from my brother, actually, a couple years back. And it's a really easy way to rent cars that, you know, doesn't go through traditional car rental companies. The services we've used, people come up to the airport where we're flying in, give us the car, give us any sort of answers to questions we might have, and then their buddy picks them up and takes them back to wherever they're going, and we just have their car for the weekend. And it's been fantastic so far. Wonderful service. And much cheaper than renting a car through traditional car rental services. So think of it as sort of Airbnb for cars, right? You're going straight to the person instead of going through a big company. And yeah, definitely recommend Turo. We've, like I said, used it before and we'll be using it again. So there was one other app that you use to rent baby stuff. Like if you're in the city for a trip, like let's say you need a car seat or a stroller for a Disney trip, for instance, and you don't want to take yours on the plane. I can't remember the name of it, but if people are interested, let me know in the comments. I'll go find it and answer you in the replies. But yeah, lots of recommendations for travel, either staycations or vacations, because, you know, we've racked up a couple of miles here and there, and Violet has seen several trips at this point. We have lots of tips and recommendations we can give now, having done 3 flights with baby and more to come.
Yeah. This one's going to be the 4th one. And we've been trying out different airlines.
Yes.
Every time we travel.
Maybe we should do like a full travel review episode one of these days.
Yeah. We sit up. Yeah. Cause
many different experiences.
Talk about that. We got to talk about the experience, the seating area, how it's been like the process of getting in, you know, is it too tight, you know, with baby? How is it changing baby in the bathroom? You know, like it's a lot of conversation.
Ooh, and I also have a lot to say about that.
I also like drinks and stuff like that because, you know, sometimes we need a little drink during the flight. So
yeah, some airports and airlines get it, some don't. But yeah, future episode.
Yeah. Yeah, future episode. Now, we already talked about travel, which we gave a lot of tips, you know, of like where to go. Apps for recommendations, stuff like that. So now if you guys have any other places like recommendations, please let us know under the comments or send us a message or social We'd love to hear everybody's thoughts of like what other places we should definitely check out, you know, during the summer. So
vacations or staycations, because you know it's expensive out there, and we totally get it. Yeah. You gotta make special things happen within your own city sometimes. Yeah.
Yep. So now the next thing we're gonna talk about, Ree, is what, movies or
movies?
Games? Which one you would like to go?
Movies? Let's talk about movies. Let's go to the movies. So I know, Danny, you have a movie watching subscription service. You want to tell the people how you feel about it? And we'll start
from there. Yes. So this is highly, highly recommended for those that just love movies. I'm a AMC stub subscriber. So what it is you pay monthly. I believe it's like 20-something bucks, $25, I believe it is. And you get unlimited. You can go on any time you want at the movie. It doesn't matter if it's premium, if it's IMAX, if it's Dolby, new releases or not. You could go and watch. Now, the only things that is not available in this package is Fandango's, like, you know, that, not Fandango, the, what's the name of like that late night thing that they do, like on a Wednesday, they show like an old movie.
Oh, it's
like
not Fandango. I know what you're talking
about. What you buy
tickets. Fandango's an app, but,
Yeah, you can look it up while I'm explaining to people.
Yeah.
I never go there. So anyway, so like, for example, now I'm going to go watch A Quiet Place Day One, which comes out, I believe, June 27th. So I'm going to go, right? But they're also going to have it on a Thursday early, like around 5:30 or so. So you could, you know, request tickets. You could also have reserve your seats there in advance. And you'll get like a lot of perks. So every time you use these app, you get points. And then after a while, you could buy free popcorn, free soda like, you're going to get credit rewards of like different things. So like what I usually do, I get there early for like an hour or so. And I get my drink. I go to like a bar, just relax there for like 30 minutes or so. And then once I'm ready, letting people in, I have everything on my phone. They scan it in. Boom. I go to the concession stand, right? It's for me to buy popcorn, soda, and then I go to the movies, man, right there, the theater. So it's really, really cool. Highly recommend it if you guys want to go to the movies all this summer. I'm going to watch A Quiet Place Day One. Maybe there's like a couple other horror movies I want to check out, but I'm very excited. So I seen the Mario movie with this, because I started using this last year. I got to see Dune 2, also Oppenheimer, Barbie. I got to see like a lot of movies last year. Indiana Jones.
So let's talk about this year, because we're talking about this summer.
No, I'm just saying things that I use. No,
sure,
I'm saying
yeah.
Things that I use so far using that subscription, like, it's highly recommended for those that just want to go to the movies, you know. So
yeah, of course. And by the way, that's Fathom Events. That's what you're thinking of, Fathom.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Actually, you know what movie I'm going to check out today? This month, hopefully, is the Inside Out 2. I heard great
Inside
things
Out
about
2,
it.
We
have a friend that's in the movie too. Young Ye, shout out to him. He's in a new character in this movie. So yeah, actually it did pretty good. I think it did like 155 million in a weekend, the most in years.
Yeah, I've heard it's a big tearjerker. It's getting everybody in the feels.
Bree, another movie that I know we definitely gonna go day one. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay, so we have to figure out how to do that, because we definitely want to see it together, but we have the baby. Yeah, we'll call up some help for that one.
And here's people that don't know. We actually did a research. We were driving, and I'm like, Reed, there got to be a movie theater where parents could take their kids, right, like babies. Like, and there's actually theaters in Los Angeles that will allow like parents to bring their babies, and you can watch movies. So like, they're prepared for that type of thing. So we haven't experienced it yet, but I know Ree found like a list of like theaters all around Los Angeles where you could actually do that.
And they're not playing your typical blockbusters. Like, you're not going to go see A Quiet Place, which I know is on Danny's list, with your toddlers, right? Like, they're going to show kids movies. They're going to show your Moanas, your Frozens. But it's cool because they have the lights turned up and the volume turned down from what you're used to at a typical movie theater experience. So as you can imagine, that's probably a lot more comfortable for most younger viewers. And there's also the social contract that you understand there are going to be kids at the movie, not just yours, but other people's. So the kids can run around a little bit. Maybe it's a little bit more rowdy than your typical theater. And they serve child appropriate snacks. And there's staff to help you. So it's more accessible for parents who really just need to get out of the house. Once again, this is summer. Maybe the kids don't have preschool or daycare or a nursery that's the same way that they usually go to. And you're looking for somewhere to put them or something to do. This is a very, very cool service that, again, we found local in LA, several theaters that have these kid-friendly hours or these kid-friendly days. But for the adult movies, we're listing them off. Deadpool and Wolverine is top of my list for sure. I already watched Fall 100%. Guy on streaming when we were visiting at my sister's house, which was very cute. I liked it a lot. But for you, I know Quiet Place is on there because you like the scary stuff. And what else is else is on your list? That.
You know what? Look, it's not only movie theaters. We could also talk about like movies that's coming out streaming because that's like a lot of exclusives only like on Netflix and Disney Plus.
Well, before things, you skip ahead of that, I do want to shout out Borderlands is another movie that I would like
that's
to go
August,
see.
That's August, I believe.
Yeah, that's
that
summer.
That was in August. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, summer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so summer's all the way through September.
One movie that I would like to check out because I seen the old one back in the days in the 80s is Beverly Hills Cop I can't remember the full title, but it's a new Beverly Hills Cop that's coming out with Eddie Murphy in it. And this is going to be a Netflix exclusive. So, yeah, make sure to check it out. That one is coming out, I believe, in a couple of days, July 3rd.
Yeah. Oh, are you interested in seeing the Bad Boys movie?
Yes, that's another one I would like to check out. I heard it's great. It's pretty good. I heard it's really, really good. And also, they're pretty decent at the movies like for the weekend. I think it did over $100 million over the weekend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Any other movies free before we
I'm looking here as Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes already came out and I did not see it. I know there's another quote unquote kids movie that folks are excited about, If with Ryan Reynolds. That could be on my list. You already saw Furiosa. I probably won't.
That's a I have to say this. That's a really good movie.
I'm sure it is.
It came out during Memorial Day weekend, like around there. And for some reason, it wasn't successful. Like people consider this as a flop. I don't know why, but it was really good. I think it was amazing. So, Furiosa, make sure to check it out.
Yeah, another one that I don't know anything at all about, but I've seen lots of advertising for, is The Bike Riders. And that's coming out this weekend, June 21st. So I don't know what it is. It's probably not something that I need to go see in the theater. But I'm curious to know why they're going so hard on marketing, because I've heard about it a lot. And another one, this may be a little bit of a joke. Maybe I'll see this during my girls trip. But Twisters, the sequel to the Twister movie.
I was about to say that because I seen the old ones. I'm like, hey, might as well
of course.
Continue the story.
Of course. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That would be a fun one to see, because I'm sure it's going to be a hoot. A couple other shout outs. Again, most of these are probably Danny movies because you have the movie pass and you go much more often than I do. Alien Romulus, The Crow, The Beetlejuice, which I would go see.
That's not summer. Beetlejuice is fall, I believe.
Oh, September 6th. That's technically the end of summer still.
It is. Okay. It's considered. Yeah. Actually, you know what? That new Alien movie.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said probably more of your alley than mine.
That one, August 16th. That's summer. That's summer. I'm excited for that one. That's going to be good.
Yeah. And then later, as we're getting into the fall, Transformers and the Joker sequel, but that's not summer. Those aren't summer.
That's
movies.
Later. That's later.
Now, yeah, there's a lot of good movies, and I'm excited to see a lot of movies that aren't necessarily sequels or already established IP. Like, you know, we have some new original stuff coming out too. I won't go through an entire list, but you have your, you know, your Minions and Despicable Me's sequels and all of that. But there's also some really original stuff coming out, so that's exciting.
Yeah,
I want to support new ideas.
Should we just talk about games too now?
Well, we said we were going to talk about TV.
Oh, TV? Yo, you're breaking up a lot. I don't know what's going on with you, but do you have a lot? Yeah, do you have a lot of tabs open?
Well, I have all these lists open now, but I can close some of them.
Yeah, it's oof, it's getting really bad. Like sometimes I can't hear you. Yeah, sometimes you talk and it's like quiet because I can't hear you because like lagging.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully it's not like that on the recording.
No, the recording is going to be better. It's just I don't know what's going on here, but whatever. And plus it says 65% uploaded. Like it's taking forever too.
Okay. Well, once we're done, I'll be able to close these lists.
All right. So you said TV. I know this is summer and I do this every year. Big Brother new season, baby. Let's go.
Not only Big Brother, we also get Traitors. We get new Traitors this summer as well.
Oh, is it Traitors this summer too?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know I'm definitely going to be watching Big Brother. That's like something that I love. And I wonder what's going to be the theme for this season. Oh, I'm excited for that, man. Now,
are you watching The Acolyte? I know you're a Star Wars person.
Yes, I haven't watched it yet. I'm gonna start. I wanted to wait a couple more episodes, and now I think I should watch it this week. Now, but I'm a little bit late. I think like 3 weeks late. So 3 or 4 weeks late. But I'm gonna watch it. It looks good. Okay. It looks really, really good. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let me see. I'm looking at the list here. If there's anything that really like stands out, that stuff that I know the oh my god, what's the name of that show that just came on Amazon? Well, The Boys is coming up now, new season. That's gonna be a big one. Mm-hmm. And that's gonna be for the summer too. You know, so
yeah.
How about you? Is there anything that you're excited to check out over the summer? TV shows?
Yeah, two in particular.
The Boys season one, four.
One is Celine Dion's biography. I think it's on Amazon Prime. I saw the preview for it not long ago, and it was really engaging. It looks like it's going to be a really interesting story. And then also on Hulu, Queenie. Let me read the little thing here. It's from the 2019 novel that took home a British Book Awards Book of the Year. And show follows Queenie, a 25-year-old British Jamaican woman trying to navigate life and love in South London. So it looks cool from the posters and stuff, but it's also giving kind of like Insecure vibes, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. So I would be interested to check that out to see if it's up my alley. And then honorable mention goes to Orphan Black Echoes. I used to watch Orphan Black and I fell off for a while. But this is, from what I understand, a side story or a prequel a spinoff, not a prequel. And it has the lead character, Kristen Ritter, who, you know, we've seen her in Marvel stuff as Jessica Jones, and she's been in a lot of stuff that I like. I really like her as an actress, so I'm interested in seeing what she does with sort of the Orphan Black clone meta and playing many different characters. But those are the ones that I'm most interested in. Obviously, I'm already watching Bridgerton, so that.
I mean, people can watch that during the summer too. So now, Cobra Kai season 6 is going to be the final season. That one is coming out July 18th on Netflix. So make sure to check that one out. I know House of the Dragon. I know people love that.
Mm-hmm.
I know season 2 just came out actually yesterday. So there was a lot of people that were talking about it. I saw tweets. Everybody was talking about it and everything. So that's a big one. Actually, The Umbrella Academy. August 8th.
My god, I forgot about that. Yes. Okay, season just four, kidding. That one's a must watch for me. I totally forgot about that. Oh my god.
And
it's the final season, right? Like they're ending season. It.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah. Now another show, Ree, that we enjoyed watching this during the pandemic that we just like, yeah, let's watch it. Maybe it's cool. Emily in Paris, August 15th on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of our pandemic shows.
So this one's going to be Emily in Paris Part 1. So it's like similar to what happened with you watching Bridgerton, a couple episodes, then a break, and then part two pops up. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be like that for this one.
Yeah. No, that's cute. You know what? That'll be fun. There's a lot of TV for us, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of TV. I know people talk about this show, but I've never watched not even one episode of this. But I've been hearing nothing but great things about it. It's only murders in the building.
Same. Yeah, same here.
We got to watch that. Yeah, people say it's really good.
I'd be into that. Another one that I've started watching already and I really want you to watch with me is Love Island USA. It's really good.
See, I got to watch it. You've been bugging me about that.
I know you would love it. I just know you would love it. Plus, some of those people are probably going to end up on Traitors because, you know, they like to pull people into these cinematic universes.
Mm-hmm. Now, last one for me, Rings of Power. So if you watch like Lord of the Rings, this is like, this is a, I believe a prequel to Lord of the Rings.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's called Rings of Power. So season two is coming up on Prime Video and this one's coming up. It's coming out, I believe, August 29th through summer.
Yeah. A lot of TV for us in our summer schedule, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what about games? Lots of naps.
What about games?
Well, before you get into games.
I'll tell you my number one.
Before you get into games, I do want to give some maybe strategy tips for TV, because we gave strategy tips for travel, strategy tips for movies, for, you know, people with kids. For TV... Mm-hmm. What we have found has been working pretty well in our household is when appropriate, obviously. Everybody gets a turn every day to watch something on the TV. So we have our kids programming and, you know, the Elmos, the Miss Rachels, the Gracie's Corners for Violet. But then mommy gets a turn to watch some stuff, usually some Destiny catch-up videos or whatever the latest game ranks is. And then dad gets a turn. And you watch your news programs or maybe WWE. That the TV, the big TV in the house is always rotated between everybody and we each get a turn so that it's not always, you know, kids programming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been working pretty well for us. How do you feel about our little TV share arrangement?
I mean, it's been great. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing shows or anything like that because we've been good at, you know, taking turns or watch things together when baby's asleep, stuff like that. Yeah. So it's been great, you know. Now, something that I'm wondering how I'm going to figure this one out, because, you know, football's coming up, the football season, and the Summer Olympics is coming up too. So, you know, there's certain teams in USA that I would like to support too. And I also want to check out, like, you know, Dominican Republic with, like, boxing and other sports that are involved too, you know. So, yeah, that's going to be exciting and maybe a little bit challenging with baby. We'll see. And it's, you know, it could be late at night, you know, so we'll see. We'll see how I'm going to do this, man. But very quickly, I think we should talk about games, Ray, before we wrap this up.
Yeah. So for me, I mentioned Destiny. I'm really, really trying to get into Destiny 2, The Final Shape. I love what I've been seeing from the Destiny team's roadmap and how they have this new format with seasons, upcoming seasons, including Echoes, The Revenant, and I can't remember what the third one was. They all look very, very interesting to me, and I really love the lore of Destiny. I love the gameplay of Destiny, but I had so much trouble keeping up with the meta, and the loot grind just was too demanding, too much time required, and it put it out of reach for me. You know, as a new parent, as somebody who has other games to play, as somebody who's busy. So I'm really trying to get back into it. And I would say Destiny 2 is probably like the next game that I'm going to be focusing on. We are still playing Call of Duty. We're still playing Fortnite. We're still playing X Defiant. So those shooters will always kind of be my comfort game in the background, in addition to stuff that comes out. But newer games coming out, let me scroll through here. I'm just looking at the game list from GameSpot. Right now, I think the thing I'm looking forward to after Destiny would be Flintlock Siege of Dawn. That looks pretty cool. I have done work in consulting on the game, full disclosure, but I haven't seen the final. Kunitsugami Path of the Goddess, which we played at Playdays this past weekend at Summer Game Fest. Arranger, a role puzzling adventure that was on my list to try to play at Playdays. I never got a chance to, so I'm really excited to see that when it releases in July, the end of July. Let's see, another one here. Enotria, the last song. I know that was kind of on your radar, sort of a Souls-like game, but from Italian folklore.
Yeah,
from developers in Italy.
An Italian studio that made it. It's actually pretty good. In Italy, very, very hard, but I managed to beat the first boss that they had in the demo. So I want to try it out. I'm very curious. It's really cool. Love the music. And it's challenging. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to check out.
And then Star Wars Outlaws is the last one's kind of on my list. I'd probably watch you play rather than play myself, but it looks cool.
Sure.
And I do want to check it out.
Yeah.
But that's all for this summer.
Yeah, there's obviously
lots that have question marks on their actual dates. So there might be more.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I got to play that game during Summer Game Fest. Ubisoft, they had like their separate venue away from Summer Game Fest. But so they had like a 3 demo where one is like to fly, one is like a little puzzle similar to like Uncharted, you know, that type of thing. And the other one is more like combat, you know, where you're going to be trapped in an area. There's going to be like a lot of enemies and you have to figure out a way to escape. So I tried it out. The game looks fantastic. Fantastic. I can't wait to try this out, man. So another game, Reed, that you probably haven't mentioned that I'm just curious. I know we got to see a trailer during Summer Game Fest, the press conference, is the Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah, that one's on my radar,
but I like those. I would like to try it out. I definitely would like to check it out too. Also, look, I haven't played a college football game in a very long time, but I know college football is coming back now. EA is going to be releasing it very, very soon, so I'm going to play it now. Am I going to be playing this for a very long time? No, I just want to see how it looks like. It's been so long. So this game is coming out July 19th, so I can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, very cool.
Anything else?
That's all I got for now. Obviously, there's lots that we don't know about, or maybe we're not thinking about because there are so many games that we just saw and talked about over the past couple weeks. But yeah, those are the highlights for sure. And I'm sure there's another indie that's going to come along and, you know, steal my heart away as usual, because indie games are so wonderful, and sometimes they pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, anything else, Reed? We're going to wrap this up or what?
It was fun.
I think it was fun to talk about all this like summer stuff, you know? So,
yeah, I guess the closing, you know, recommendations and stuff for people. I like to read a lot of fantasy. Danny is, you know, into a lot of music stuff. Like, there's lots of other stuff we could talk about, but obviously we only have so much time for these episodes. So if there's anything else y'all are curious about or want to hear what we're vibing with this summer, let us know in comments. We'll start a conversation there. And yeah, just like, I just love to hear what people's summer plans are. Like, what are you excited to do in the next couple months, and what's got you ready to meet the sun and spend time with family? And are you doing cookouts? What are your 4th of July plans? Like, I just want to hear what people are up to, because this is a time of year when games get kind of quiet for a little bit and you get a chance to do some other things and engage with some other hobbies. So I'd love to hear what people are into.
Yeah, same. I know you mentioned about music. Hey, Eminem's coming up with a new album this summer. That's what I want to say. Also, Nas is performing in only 2 shows in Las Vegas for his 30th anniversary of his album Illmatic. And after that, he's performing all over Europe. I know our friend Peter Tillier is going to be going to his show over there in Switzerland. So pretty cool. Can't wait to hear his thoughts about the show. So all right, so we're going to wrap it up here, everyone. Thank you for watching the Danny and Rihanna Show. We'll be back here with a new topic, new episode, and a new discussion about just things that we like to talk about. So I can't wait. Can't wait, Ree. Until next time, everyone. Bye. Take care.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.